Is there a motion to appoint members to the Small Business Loan Committee?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I make a motion that we appoint Ashley Schickel, Jeannie Ann Clark, Chris Lawrence, and please pronounce his name for me. I don't want to murder it.
Adion.
Adion.
Young A. Nyokin.
So moved.
Third second.
Second.
Roll call.
Brown, aye.
Daly, aye.
Harold, aye.
Martin, aye.
Patterson, aye.
Motion is adopted. Would like a motion to approve the SBLC charter so we can get that on for discussion.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, before you take that motion, you have a draft that was forwarded to the board yesterday. Doug and Gretchen, I don't know if you've made that available publicly.
I'm sorry, this is the draft for?
For the loan committee?
The charter?
The committee charter?
I don't think we sent that out in the board packet, no. We got
okay,
that.
Well, you will need to make it available publicly. And Mr. Chairman, I don't know if you want to take the motion first or go through the details of it. There are a few changes to make to that draft based on
Let's take the motion and then go into discussion. Is there a motion to approve the – well, let's not. Let me take that back. Let's go into discussion.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, the draft that I provided to you yesterday, I want to move over – let me just go through it generally and then point the provisions that caused me some changes as we go along. Originally, this was called the Microloan Committee. It's going to be called just the USDA Loan Committee, and I'll make those changes throughout unless there's some other preferred title for this entity. And it's called Charter at the desire of Mr. Wolf, who's been working very closely with us on this. It essentially means charter or bylaws, if those public want to know the difference. The committee will be a committee of the EDA. The first section on purpose talks about the loans that it will be responsible for providing recommendations on to the EDA. The second section of the charter requires compliance with federal, state, and county law. Mr. Chairman, you were particular about the Conflict of Interest Act applying, and that would be the case with respect to a committee of the EDA, but that's specifically set forth in there. Also, the Freedom of Information Act will apply. The third section requires the EDA to comply with, the loan committee to comply with EDA directives. The fourth section is similar to the protections that the EDA board members have. They will be covered, the members of the loan committee will be covered by the EDA's insurance and held harmless for those acts in accordance with their work on behalf of the loan committee and consistent with law and the EDA requirements. The fifth section is the rules of procedure, and the loan committee will generally follow the EDA's bylaws and Virginia law. And I had put in B that a majority of the committee members shall constitute a quorum and be required to act. So that would mean a majority of the ED members, unless...
I'm back on.
Thank you, Greg.
Hi, Greg. I'm going through the draft charter. I'm on Section 5, Rules of Procedure.
Okay, sorry, I got locked out.
The question is whether it's a majority of the committee members present that can vote that are eligible to take action. So if there are five members of the committee and three are present, you have a quorum, and so it would be a majority of three. Or whether you want a majority of the total numbers. So
how does everybody feel? Those present or the majority of the committee total?
Those present.
Those present.
Okay. I will make that. I will
those
make
present
that.
Also.
Those present.
Okay.
I will make that clear on the next draft. The loan committee records are going to be the EDA records. That's section 6. Section 7.
I'm sorry, Sharon, could I just interrupt for one sec? To go back to the question that you asked, my only concern is that if we have a 5-member board and you have one or two that stop participating, stopping participating very much, you really have two people making decisions on this. And I would think that we want to have diversity in what we're doing in the process, and we ought to consider having it be a majority of the board.
Can I make one other comment on that? I think your point's well taken. You could, in addition to having a majority of those members, not those present, you could either or also have a report made to the board when a member fails to attend 2 meetings in a row or something in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Two things. One, if they approve a loan, it is a recommendation to the board.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And if they deny a loan, then they have the right to appeal to the board.
That was what I had currently drafted in the loan process.
So in either case, there would be there's an approval that comes to the board, so it's going to come to the board in either case.
It would not come to the board right now if there was a rejection, unless there was an appeal.
If there's no appeal, if the person's happy, then that's, so be it, yes. So I'm inclined to be at a majority of those present to make the recommendation, in essence. I like the adding a provision that if you miss 2 meetings in a row or 3 meetings, whatever the number is in a row, consecutive meetings, that it's reported to the board and that we can remove if necessary. And I anticipate that we're going to add additional members to bring this up to the 7th. So that eventually when we get 3 more members, it'll be 4 or more would be the majority.
Okay. So what do we want to do on the members present or majority of the board?
Well, I had 4 say members present.
Okay. So then it would take 3 if you had 4 there. If you had 3 there, it would take 2.
Correct.
But it comes to the board anyway for final approval. Okay. Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, I'm on number 7, committee membership. I'm going to add in a provision that failure to attend 2 meetings in a row is reported to the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Currently, subsection A under that says, the loan committee shall consist of not fewer than 5 nor more than 7 members, including the EDA's chair. Is that what you desire? Do you want to reduce the number? Does the EDA Ed, do you want to serve on this committee?
I'll be delighted to. I eagerly anticipate the first meeting.
Okay, good. So do you want to leave it at 5 to 7 or you want to set it at 3 to 7?
I would set it at 3 to 7 because that's what the minimum is for the, and you just have to allow that sometimes you don't always get that many. You want them to be able to function.
3 to 7, yeah.
Okay. 3 to 7
is good. If that works for SBA.
Okay.
Hey guys, we can't have board members on the loan committee. That's against the USDA rules and regs.
So then we have to take the chair out.
That's correct.
I can't be on it. Board can't be on it. No board.
Okay, that was a that Jim Wolf.
That's why Jim Wolf can't be on it.
Yeah, okay. And Jim would be the liaison, is what the last I thought.
He would start as a voting member because he's not on the EDA board. If he became an EDA.
But we didn't appoint him. All I'm saying is, I mean, on this last go round. So he's not an appointed member for this. So, but if he goes on as a board member, he could be the liaison to the board. I mean, from the committee, from the board.
He's not a voting member.
Yeah, he would not be a voting member.
Right, but he can still go to the meeting.
Absolutely.
I mean,
I think we're okay.
Okay. We did not appoint him to the board.
No.
We can go back though and amend that and appoint him, because I think that would be appropriate. And then, because we don't have control over whether and when he becomes an EDA board member. So it's important that
I would wait 2 weeks and do that in May. I mean, it's a May meeting.
I'm telling you that he's probably not going to be that first member appointed.
Oh.
Okay. Let me go back to A and say, and let me say generally, I haven't had a chance to go through all the USDA regs. They're only like 106 pages for one of the loans. So I've got to double check that, but I'm going to pull out the language that including the EDA's chair, since Doug tells me we cannot have a board member on that.
Right.
And I will put under B where it says the EDA board will appoint members, that no EDA board member shall be a member of the loan committee.
Okay. But if what I'm hearing is that we do need to go back, we need to appoint Jim as a board member now?
We'll go back and do that after a bit.
Okay.
Just make a little note and we'll do that. We'll come back to do that after we get done with the charter.
Okay.
I'm changing the minimum number to 3.
Okay.
Okay. Now.
That's USDA.
Under A, the executive director shall be a liaison to the committee. Do you want that language to remain?
No.
That should be Jim.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. He's not on yet. My bad.
Okay. The question is the executive director going to be a liaison to the committee?
No.
Okay.
Could you not make it generic that it'll be a board appointed board member? Because it's kind of like a living, breathing document, so that, you know, you don't want it to be person-centric, because that person may not always be there.
Well, I'm not making it an individual at all in terms of the name. The second issue is whether you want to add the EDA board may approve liaisons to the committee, non-voting liaisons.
Yes.
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 Okay.
Yes.
So the EDA director, i.e. in this point, Doug, does not have to go.
He can come.
You will be coming, but you don't have to come.
Well, here's the practical question, because as I looked at the draft loan procedures, they have the members of the loan committee alternatively handling different things. That's really nice, but I think it is impractical. And so the question is there going to be any staff for this committee? And you don't have to have staff, but I'm just asking the question.
Karen, I think you'd have to have staff, you know, that they're going to have, because the EDA is ultimately responsible. At least Jory Martin's vision would be that the applications initially come in to the EDA staff. You know, we're the ones that you guys will receive it. You review it, make sure it's complete. You scan it in. Your records are there. and then you send it all out to the committee for them to start to do their work. But you don't send it to that committee till every item that is required for a package is complete. Because there's no point in wasting a committee member or a board member or anybody's time if they don't have all the documents.
I agree.
Well, that's fine. You don't need to put that in the charter, but I will tell you that is not consistent with the proposed processing. So, Doug, once you get a chance to take a look at that, you're going to want to mark it up.
Okay.
As will the rest of the board. Okay. So then I'm down to C, which is I put in 1-year terms. It's up to you all whether they're going to have terms or whether they're simply going to, I still have put in serve at the pleasure so you don't have to, you can remove somebody if they fail to come to meetings.
I think 1-year terms are good, or it can be any length, but I think there ought to be a length to the term. This is not forever. That's what happened with the old EDA.
Well, it also gives members an idea when they're asked to come on what time frame they're asked to commit to.
Yes.
Okay. And then D is that the committee has to meet the independence experience requirements of the USDA and security exchange rules and regulations, if any. Candidly, I don't even know what those are. That Jim had recommended that. But it sounds good to me just generally that they have to comply with any legal requirements. Okay.
What was decided on terms? Are you going to put a number in there now?
I put 1 year in, if that's okay.
I would.
You want to put a total, though, that you can only serve for 3 or 4 years?
That's up to you all if you want to put terms.
I mean, that way you wouldn't have people on there forever, but you'd have them the option to stay on longer for, say, a total of 4 years, 5 years, something like that.
I like that. Maximum of like 4 years, 3 years,
right.
Whatever.
4 years, yeah.
Yeah.
4 years?
I think it's an effort to find people. I propose that we ask them to serve a two-year term.
2 year terms, 3 year terms, total 4 years?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me too. 2 years, maximum of 4.
Okay.
Sir? 2 year terms, total of 4 year service.
Okay. All right. So I'm down to, section 8, committee chair and vice chair. The EDA board will appoint the committee chair. The committee can then appoint the vice chair, and they each serve 1 year terms.
Sure.
Okay. Is that good?
Do we really want to appoint the chair? Wouldn't we want the committee to organize themselves and at least have that they can appoint their own chairman? I'm just asking. I mean, it's not a big deal, but I would think they're all working together. One of them may be dying to be the chairman. Okay, we'll just move on. Leave it as it is. No problem.
Okay, I'm on to 9 meetings. They may meet as often as they determine, but at least monthly. They will meet in public sessions and may meet in closed meeting as permitted by FOIA. The committee chair may request any member of the EDA or the EDA's outside advisors to attend a meeting.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Do they don't have any applications?
Sir?
Do they have to meet monthly if they don't have applications?
It doesn't seem useful to have them do that, so.
Does that need to be in there or something? Because that says you said to meet monthly.
I will put if there are pending applications.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And then they can meet virtually if that's in accordance with your bylaws.
Okay.
Which follows the requirements of state law. And then on committee reports, which is section 10, they have to report their activities to the next EDA board meeting, next regular meeting. After each of their meetings, they may refer to the EDA board any matter that they believe the board should address. They will review and reassess the adequacy of the charter annually, and recommend any proposed changes. I'll put in there at least annually. And then they will report annually to the EDA board on their performance.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Do you care when they report for the annual reports?
I think annually works at this point.
Okay. Do you want it at the end of the fiscal year, end of the calendar year?
Let's go fiscal year.
Okay.
Should it coincide with any kind of reports that the FDA might require?
Yeah, I'm going to check that, Greg. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
USDA, I'm sorry, not FDA.
That's okay. Yeah, I got it. I understand. Okay, under its authority and responsibilities, section 11, I'll refer to the two loan programs. I was not able to find the statutory reference on the microloan program just because of lack of time when I sent this out, so I'll put in that CFR reference. And then that they can make recommendations on any other loan programs that are directed to the committee by the EDA.
Okay.
And then under subsection B, I tried to merge what I had included and Jim had included. The loan committee has the following responsibilities on the loans. Recommend loan limits for EDA board approval, review and recommend approval of loans, real estate assets, and personal property assets to be charged off, collected, or disposed, develop and review loan policy exception reports, recommend and review compliance with EDA policy standards regarding liquidity, loan to deposit, capital, and classified assets, monitor the EDA's loan program investment portfolio and determine the quality, term, and features of the investments held by the EDA under this program, and recommend and review other related policies. I will have to say that Jim has superior expertise on this, so I don't really have anything to comment on as to whether these are appropriate or whether you want this kind of specificity.
Are we comfortable with it or not?
Do these loans require collateral? Do you collateralize from your business or your personal money?
It is not clear to me that there is there right now. They show a personal guarantee, a credit check, a business plan. It is, yes, they say collateral is required, but don't state what that is in the draft procedures.
Yeah, each loan is going to be a little different, isn't it?
They are. In fact, they don't even have set interest rates in their draft procedures.
Well, we're just voting on the charter. We're not voting on the operational procedures.
That is correct. You are not. The question is whether subsection B is too detailed, or if you want something more broad.
I think it hits the sweet spot. It identifies the primary mission. I wouldn't want to dumb it down anymore. I wouldn't want to over scrutinize it either.
I like it.
Would we want the loan committee to be recommending what the interest rate should be, or is that something we'd leave for the operational procedures?
I think that there are going to be different interest rates theoretically for different loans based on the draft that I've seen of the procedures.
I understand that. Should they be in the should we be putting in the charter that they'd be recommending those? We're obviously approval by the EDA board, but where do we just leave it out because it's operational?
Well, maybe we need to, Jeff, based upon that comment, put in the charter here or the bylaws that the operating procedures need to be approved and or reviewed, you know, by the EDA board.
Yes.
Yes. I thought I had that in here, but I will definitely make sure it's in here.
Because that'll cover us then. We have veto authority pretty much on any operating procedure that may or may not happen.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then C is another reference to providing an annual report. And such other reports, including reports provided to the USDA.
I see the blank there. Should we put July in there?
I was going to put end of each fiscal year. Do you want it July 1 or June 30th?
End of fiscal year is fine.
Okay. And then the charter can be amended by the loan committee with the approval of the EDA board.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Okay, this would get us started. Do we want to entertain a motion to adopt this with the changes indicated by our attorney?
I will so move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. This will get us started and it'll go from there. Roll call.
Blanton, aye.
Brown, aye.
Daly, aye.
Harold, aye.
Martin, aye.
Patterson, aye.
Motion is adopted. Would like to go back to item 9.2. Are there additional members to appoint to the committee?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I so move that we appoint, Jim Wolf to the Small Business Loan Committee or the business or the loan committee.
For a second.
Second it.
Roll call.
Blanton, aye.
Brown, aye.
Daly, aye.
Harold, aye.
Martin, aye.
Addison, aye.
Motion is unanimous. Item 9.4 is the emergency loan deferments program. Finance Committee?
Yes, the Finance and Asset Committee meeting met, and we determined to make it simple that we propose to amend our original motion of last month to extend the forbearance through August, and that any months that are used would be tacked on to the end of their loan or their rental payment.
Good.
So, is that the end of June? Is that the end of August or the beginning of August?
Greg, I'm going to ask for point of clarification. I believe I took it as of the end of August, August 31st. I just felt we needed the additional time with what's going on.
I just want to clarify that. Yeah, I'm in agreement on that.
So are we in agreement with the motion?
Yes.
Is there a second to it?
Harold, second.
Roll call.
Blanton, aye.
Brown, aye.
Daly, aye.
Harold, aye.
Martin, aye.
Addison, aye.
Motion is unanimous. There is the motion for the letter of support for EDA participation in Startup Shenandoah Valley. Mr. Parsons?
Yeah, that's a letter that I sent out. I believe I sent it out to everybody last night. It's just a letter of support to apply for the funds where we would have the non-cash indirect or in-kind match of our office space, and in turn we could get up to $6,000 for equipment to dress out that office space, be it high-speed internet, audio-visual equipment, and so forth, that would be there for the use of the entrepreneurs and small businesses in the space.
Is there a motion?
I so move.
Is there a second?
Brown, second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Blanton, aye.
Brown, aye.
Daly, aye.
Harold, aye.
Martin, aye.
Addison, aye.
Motion is unanimous. Is there a motion to strike from the agenda item 9-6 regarding the security deposit for Shen Property 20?
So moved. So moved. Harold.
Second.
Roll call.
Blanton, aye.
Brown, aye.
Daly, aye.
Harold, aye.
From Dr.
Charles Jew.
Martin,
aye.
Motion is unanimous. And adding to the agenda, is there a motion to approve a selection of an audit? Finance Committee.
I make a motion that the EDA Board approve. Pardon me?
I thought, after I started on the phone, I thought maybe you were in conflict.
That Edward Brown, Edward Brown be appointed as the EDA auditor for our 2 years, 18 and 19, that need to be completed, subject to final review by our attorney.
And the chair is authorized to sign the agreement subject to approval by the attorney?
Yes, absolutely, sir. Thank you.
A small correction, Brown Edwards.
Brown Edwards, yes, sorry.
Is there a second?
I'll second it. Patterson.
Discussion. Roll call.
Blanton, aye.
Brown, aye.
Daly, aye.
Harold, aye.
Arden, aye.
Addison, aye.
Motion is unanimous. Are there other items to come before the board? I would remind you that we'll probably need a meeting in 2 weeks, which will be May the 8th, for the purpose of considering a couple of the items we discussed in closed session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.